Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah Jack.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
What's groovy?
And today, we're talking about the album that we've been talking about for some years. We thought we was getting this album a long, long time ago, but we finally got it June 16th on a Saturday. Just to show up Nas, the Carters, not Jay-Z and Beyonce, the Carters, Everything Is Love. All right, man. Now, we knew this album had to be coming because there's no way you about to go on tour, especially before you hit America.
We thought it would come before the tour, but it comes during the tour, so we're like, all right.
Yeah, but it's before they get to the U.S.
Yeah, but they still got another month in the U.K.
Oh, so that's good. That works out. I didn't know they were like...
Yeah, we looked it up. We thought they was coming.
I didn't know they were overseas.
Yeah, and then they kind of did the, you know, this is a short album. Only 9 songs, 38 minutes.
Yeah, that was groovy. so she been twerking up overseas then. That's her deal.
Twerking up.
Twerking up on Jay.
I guess Beyonce, Jay-Z, how they listen, they must be executive producers. 808 Ray, Beat Butcher, Boy Wonder, Cool and Dre.
Cool and Dre still working. Good for them.
That's Mike Dean. Pharrell, Mike Dean been getting checks all summer, dog.
Yeah.
Getting checks all summer. Where were you when the album dropped? Sarah, where were you at?
I was at the salon. Melissa was getting her hair braided.
And Sarah said, "These motherfuckers dropped the whole album and didn't tell me." And I said, "Who is you?"
I was somewhere without title. So then it didn't register. Somebody texted me and I was just like,
I had to use an email address. Yeah. I was digging. I said, what another email? Let me get this 6 month out. You just listen. Just for the album to show up 2 days later on everything.
Yep. And that's why I was like, yes, I don't have to go delete something else.
What was the purpose of this?
The album or putting it on?
The title exclusive for a day. Then it showed up on Spotify. But
I mean, I'm pretty sure that was a spike. Everybody went out and bought it. I mean, everybody went and got title.
But you still finished numbers two. 5 Seconds from Mars or whatever. They beat them in album sales. I don't think they care about album sales. But
That's because they didn't tell them the title sales, though. So title numbers aren't included in that shit.
No, because they've been accused of fudging the numbers. So it was weird because Beyonce.
Do we care about the numbers like that anymore?
No. Stands and the haters do.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, yeah, they can't go number one and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay.
They're rich as ever.
I know. Like, they're worth $1 billion. It's like, wow, okay, you guys got one on them. I said, is this a thing?
You know, like when somebody's house is as big as a small town, like
locking the mall down.
Like when a house has like 11 kitchens in it.
Yeah, what do it matter?
Are we stopping them? Are we really, we're really defeating them guys by them not having the highest numbers? Like, I don't know. I think.
So, what are your thoughts? I thought this was a decent, okay album. I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be as open as it was.
Think about expectations. Okay, so we've been talking about this album for years, right? You've listened to these songs they have together. We were like, they're all right. You know, what song did people didn't like? That's How You Like It, Girl.
I hate that song.
I like that song.
I hate that song.
I like that song, Crazy in Love.
I like Crazy in Love. Deja Vu, Upgrade You
was probably the hardest one
Beyonce's
to me.
Beyonce's version of Hollywood is better.
I like Hollywood.
On the Run 2, I Don't Care for Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde was a rollout, though.
Hollywood. That Hollywood was hard. People were sleeping on that one.
Drunk in Love.
Yeah, so it was so many good songs that we had to partake in before we got this. Now, I was thinking it was going to be weak, but I was impressed.
I mean, well, with the way summer comes in, you just like, oh, okay,
let's
it's gonna be
love in the summertime.
And then Ape Shit come out, and you just like, oh, this is Amigo song.
It was great though, wasn't it? Though
I enjoyed Ape Shit. I was more surprised. Listen, I was surprised that the Migos could keep this a secret, and then I realized Offset's been married for a minute, and I was like, oh, he keep that a secret. He definitely could keep a song a secret.
I actually like that though more than anything because Migos said that they like Jay-Z, so I like that they got to partake in that. You know, when you like an artist and you get to actually work with their ass, like that's great. I like that on a fan level. Like, oh shoot.
So let's get to the shots.
Okay. Let's get straight to it.
Yeah. So Boss and Friends are the two, right? Where Jay-Z is either talking to Kanye or Drake on Boss, and definitely talking to Kanye on Friends. Is the relationship over? Y'all think they can they repair this or not?
He said that they could probably repair it.
In the song?
No, when he did the interview.
Me and Star had a debate about this.
All right, Star from RBU.
Yeah, he was like, because he heard our last podcast about a week ago. He was just like, how you on Jay-Z's side when it was a wedding, though? Like, and I was just
the
like,
the last place you want to take your woman is a wedding.
And that's what I said. And I was like, and he was just like, but you got to tell him that day.
If I tell you me and my girl having problems, that's enough.
Yeah, but he didn't do that, though, because you remember Kanye didn't say that.
No, Kanye did say that. Kanye said, I was upset, I'm paraphrasing, I was upset that Jay didn't go to the wedding. I knew him and his girl was having problems. That's what he said to Sean. Yeah,
and this is what my point was about that. I was like, what was he supposed to do? Like, they were supposed to go to a wedding. They knew the camera's going to be on them all day. They weren't going to hold hands.
And if Becky with the good hair is Rachel Roy, she might be at the wedding.
Because she's friends with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, so come on, friends.
Yes. No. And that's when I was just like, you just got to understand this. Like, why haven't we come to an understanding of like, okay.
Is it that big of a deal to end a friendship? Do you guys think that?
No.
Is what a big of a deal?
Him not going to the wedding.
That is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
For
but
the
I'm
reason
saying,
that he didn't go to the wedding.
Yeah. Like, he had a legitimate reason. Do you think it's a legitimate reason? Or would you muscle
Would Kanye be happy if they went to the wedding and Jay-Z and Beyonce are divorced now?
That's a good question. He probably would. He's a narcissist. He'd probably be happy about this shit. Look, as long as you showed up for me, man, I'm sorry about your heartbreak. But I'm glad you showed up. I'm saying I'm still on Jay-Z's side. Look, he was about to lose his wife.
But
what you supposed to do?
To me,
he had to move all the way to the West Coast. Like, you know how serious something is when you have to move from the East Coast all the way over to the West Coast? Like, that's serious, yo. Like, it's not like he... They had to buy a whole new house. They had to do new plant. Like that's like...
I don't know why Sarah's sitting there quiet as if she want to make me do that.
And you see how many people he said live with him? He had to uproot everybody he loved and say, yo, y'all either coming with me or y'all going to be living out here by y'all damn self.
What he said on Love Happy? Is that the one where he says I had to move the family out west?
Yeah. I think, yeah. Which is crazy, though. Like, listen, you gotta see how rich Jay-Z is. Jay-Z's so rich.
He said, y'all could buy a bag. I had to buy houses. I had to change the weather.
Jay-Z's so rich. His best friends can live with him, and he don't even know it, really. Like, they so far away. His friends are living in the house with him, but he don't even know it. Like, it's like, that's crazy to me. That your house can be that big where Tata lives with you.
Yeah. Tata living with him. 713 I thought was kind of dope too because
I love 713
just because of the fact that Jay-Z wrote the Still DRE and then we get Beyonce recite the lyrics. This is cash in deposit, 24 carat faucets, Louis V and Goyard trunks all in the closet. Ain't shit changed, the streets are still watching, and my little baby blue is like, who gonna stop us, huh? Ain't no way to stop this love. Ain't no space if everything. I'm representing for the hustlers all across the world. Still. I like how that beat changes. Then he talks about black women and all the stuff we put y'all through, and we want to be who we were without you. Jay-Z's growth on this album is ridiculous.
That's what the best part about this album is.
I think you're not appreciating that. You know, in therapy, they tell you you got to be honest and open. He talks so. I had no idea that Beyonce was dating somebody else. I wonder who that dude is.
I like that, though. I like that. He said, I know that dude's rude as shit right now.
He rules the day. And then he talked about one of their first dates, and he's like, yo, you was all into the pool. I was nervous as fuck. You was ready to go in there. And when they went on that break and how he had to try to get her back,
Yeah.
Like, man, this is the dude who said, I hate waiting. I ain't got no patience. I hate waiting. Yeah. Get your ass in here. Little
bit. I love the way this love story sounds because it's extremely transparent and it's relatable to everything that people go through. This is what I don't want to happen from this. I don't want women to think that they have to go through what Beyonce went through. Like, that's not the point of this story. Like, the story is my struggle. Let it be. Let it blossom you to be a greater person and realize things are greater in different formalities. You know, like, I just think that we try to be too relatable sometimes when we hear stuff.
I mean, we'll get into that.
So man gonna be like, yo.
We'll get into that about a week ago because I got thoughts on Cardi. I think Cardi cares too much, and I'm just like, yo, you got to let some of this shit
go. They all care too much.
Who we're talking about? I don't know who is they all.
But now I will say this about this. This was a bracket ass album.
Wait, what's the one? Is this the one made in this? I think this is the one, right?
Which one?
You said a tax bracket?
Yeah,
a
tax bracket, yeah. Listen. Yeah, this is.
This is a song right here.
It is. Listen. I got 73 cents in my check account and I felt like I was rich as fuck.
$100,000 house, $60 watch, all facts. Shit. Like, what are you talking about?
Listen. It's so hard to relate to this type of shit. Like, yo. They throwing rings away and buying new rings. Like, but
that brag right there of like, this is real. I'm not lying to you. This is how much this shit actually costs. I am a boss. There's so much knowledge. There's so much knowledge when he talked about how you're a boss. You're not a boss if everybody around you is broke.
Yeah, like that was hard. That was a hard
one. You're not a boss.
Love
that line. You can't be the only rich person. You got to be able to. But
that's like your people don't eat. You don't eat. Like, but that was beautiful.
There's the real part about that. Jay-Z told us that in 96. He said, if you guys eat each other crutches, y'all can hope. I forgot the line. He said, y'all can be each other crutches. But he's always said that. We should always help each other out. Is why, you know, when you got to Rockefeller.
Yeah, so that goes back to that $20 million that he gave Kanye West. Still ain't got back, probably.
Yeah, and then you, what was it? He talked about how.
Emory, he talked about helping him out in that song. And how he got out of jail. He ain't been missing nothing since, you know. Like, he said something about Emory. I forgot what he said.
Yeah, because you know what? I didn't want to mess that line up, and I know people motherfuckers like.
Are you going back to the Jay-Z
one? Yeah, he said, if every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. Nobody will fall because everyone be each other's crutches.
Yeah, that's dope.
96, he says this, and he's kept that same energy of like, yo, we got it. We have to. It doesn't work the other way. So I appreciated that. Favorite track besides Love Happy. I like the way the album ends. Salute is dope too. Even though it's not on the album, it's got to be a Black Effect. How'd y'all feel about this? I thought that this was a different type of brag. I love that the lady explaining what love is, but he went from talking about, look, I got $100 million house, expensive watches, and all this, to on Black Effect to say, I'm good on any MLK block.
Yeah.
And if you know what MLK Boulevard is in a lot of places, it's not the safest area.
Yep.
Unironically. And I'm always here for Jay-Z over a soul sample. Yeah. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. See my vision with a tech, bitch. I'm Malcolm X. Haters dreading my effect. They want that DOS effect. Get your hands up. That's hard. Like a false arrest. Let me see him up high. This is not a test. Yes. Yeah, that DOS effects line was hard.
Yeah, that was hard.
What was it? Scooby Doo, dude. Yeah, DOS effects was hard. Oh man, and besides, there's a lot of things because we could talk about Jay-Z dropping gems. You could talk about Jay-Z being open, but Jay-Z had no problem on this album playing the feature, being the side track. He's the hype man for Beyonce.
But that's how it is at these concerts that they do together.
Understands, but a lot of men don't understand that. If your woman is better than you, or your woman's a bigger star than you, a lot of men be like, "Well, fuck that." They're jealous. They want to compete.
Yeah, because yeah. I think I always say, like with like Hollywood couples, if the woman is more popular, normally there's a divorce.
Yeah.
Because it happened with like Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe. Like they was together. Ryan Phillippe was hot. Then Reese Witherspoon became the highest paid actress in Hollywood. And yeah, they divorced.
Legally Blonde was banking. They about to make another one of those. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. That wasn't a joke. They just got announced recently. I think we said everything, man, on this.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great album.
Yeah, because I understand people. I get people don't like Beyonce being hard. They don't like Jay-Z being soft. I understand that. But I'm here for the, because they don't have to be as open as they do.
Yeah, I like to look into their life, yo.
And there, nobody on this earth is going to say that this album is better than their 444 Lemonade. It's just not. It's different. It's a combination. And I bet you there's somebody right now working on a dope ass playlist combining 444 and Lemonade, or they probably have done it.
That'd be dope.
And then end with Love Happy or something like that, you know.
They're all aspects of pain and joy, though. I like that, though, you know, like Lemonade and 444 were their pain, basically, you know, like.
Yeah, I think we're going to be talking about those albums for a while. And
this is their joy. So, of course, they can't match up because they're different. But, you know, I think it's going to be.
Yeah. And people don't understand that, too, is that, yo, you hear so many people talking about, man, pain makes the best music. Well, they're happy now. So isn't that too much pain to be put in there?
I like the reflection of it.
I think this rollout was dope, too, to announce it at your concert and then drop a video.
The video was amazing because of the black bodies at the Louvre. And I heard that. So I didn't fact check it, so it might not be wrong. But there's not that many black pieces. There's African pieces at the Louvre, but they're not that many of freed, you know, black people or what have you. So that's why this picture for the album cover where the woman is braiding the man's hair in front of the Mona Lisa is like dope. Like, look at that. Yeah. It's just so much symbolism. I know there's been tons of think pieces and y'all can watch YouTube videos about it. I didn't get into it. Didn't feel like getting into it. I trusted. I saw the video, thought it was dope. I was like, this video is amazing. How they shoot this video at the Louvre? And then
They handed the president of the Louvre like probably $1 million and said,
that's
hey.
That's another, like, y'all not on that level. it just isn't. All right, I'm giving this a 4 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5.
All right, Sarah J.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. They have not disappointed me.
No, it was great.
For the past 2 to 3 years, Jay-Z and Beyonce have not disappointed.
This has great replay.
Yeah. 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 There's a lot of tracks on here where you can ride to.
Yo, Beyonce, the best rapper out there.
You should have kicked it off with that.
Let's make love in the summertime.
All right, man. Next up. Our next two reviews are what? J-Rock. Want to talk about that J-Rock? Because J-Rock might have got lost in that struggle, but he might have the best album.
Yeah, and Drake.
But Tiana's before that, and then Drake with the double album.
Oh,
if this R&B is a double album, rap, though, yeah. If this somebody, a double
somebody said,
album.
If you like R&B Drake, and you like hip-hop Drake, then shut the fuck up.
One album's who R&B, one album's rap, yo.
Yo, good. Yeah. That's how I've been telling
you. Then
that
rap album better sound like a fucking classic mixtape.
Look at it.
Oh, all my right. God, I'm ready to roast the fuck out this dude.
Sarah, look at it. She bought a professor. Oh, I'm
yep,
sorry.
I'm the Arthur meme right now. Drake released a double album and I gotta review it.
Yo, I bet you Drake album come out on time.
I hope so.
I gotta be at work at 7:15 on Friday. If that shit cannot
bump, it's gonna be there
at 6:30 in the morning on Google Play.
Yes,
it's gonna be an issue. I'm gonna be like, fuck this. I ain't waiting for nobody's shit no more. I ain't anticipating nothing. Don't right. Give me a date if you ain't gonna release on that date.
Yeah, fuck these
release
dates.
Release dates are overrated. Yeah, yeah. Just drop your shit. Don't give me no. Let me get time to
Drake
hate.
Might come out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it would. I thought it was the 25th.
Wasn't 29th.
Okay, remember I got it confused.
All right, at one and only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at S_C_, and at Beyonce. I believe that's it. I'm going to start shit. Y'all going to start adding these motherfuckers. All right, until next time, peace.
Peace.
Happily in love.
Haters, please forgive me. I let my wife write the will. I pray my children outlive me.
I give my daughter my custom dresses. She gonna be litty. vintage pieces by the time she hit the city, yeah.
Vintage frames, I see nobody fucking with him.
Pretty thug, out of third ward, hit me.
Sir asked it like his dad, shit is trippy.
Twinning, blue and roomy, me and Solo Hafitting.
Sitting, dock of the bay with a big yacht.
Sipping Yamazaki on the rocks.
He went to Jared, I went to Jaw out in Perry.
Yeah, you fucked up the first stone, we had to get remarried.
Yo, chill.
We keeping it real with these people, right? Lucky I ain't cute when I met that
right. Yeah, I know how I met her. We broke up and got back together. To get her back, I had the sweater. Y'all can make up with a bag, I had to change the weather. Move the whole family west, but it's whatever.
In a glass house, still throwing stones.
Hover.
Jesus, watch the thong. Did some things.